For WNPR, I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. The Pentagon has announced it will send additional troops to Iraq and Syria to help defeat the so-called Islamic State. Connecticut's U.S. Senator Chris Murphy says this news shouldn't be a surprise, but it is concerning. Department of Defense Secretary Ashton Carter told the House Armed Services Committee a small number of special operations forces will work with the Iraqi government to defend the country's borders while strengthening the Iraqi security forces. The troops will also be ready to conduct unilateral operations into Syria. Chris Murphy, a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, says he feared this from the beginning, that the U.S. would be dragged into what he calls a quagmire inside Syria, where a civil war has been raging for 4 years. Murphy says ultimately ISIS or ISIL cannot be defeated without a commitment from local people on the ground.
We can't do this fighting for them. And I'm worried that as we send more and more troops into this fight, we are going to postpone, not expedite, the date at which we actually defeat ISIL because we're not getting the buy-in that we need from the people that have to live next to them every single day.
Murphy says the same goes for Iraq, where local forces must work to keep the country secure from ISIL. The Obama administration has stressed it will not commit to putting thousands of American troops there, but Murphy says what the U.S. is currently doing in the region is still problematic.
I mean, we're at war with ISIL, and we should be, but Congress hasn't actually authorized it. I think we need to have a debate right now about committing this country to a war with this vicious terrorist group instead of just allowing the president to do it without any checks, without any balance coming from the legislative branch.
Murphy says he hopes Congress will take up that debate by the end of the year.